State lawmakers are considering whether protecting the rights of one group of people could jeopardize the rights of others. At issue are two bills that would expand legal protections for transgender residents. Supporters call it a basic civil rights issue. Opponents argue the protections could threaten others' privacy rights. WBUR's Steve Brown reports on the arguments that were presented to a legislative committee yesterday.
The bills go further than legislation passed 4 years ago that protects transgendered individuals in the areas of employment and housing. Under the proposed legislation, anti-discrimination laws would be expanded to allow access to legally gender-segregated areas such as locker rooms or bathrooms. Other states have similar laws on the books, and Congressman Joe Kennedy says Massachusetts should follow suit.
We are known for pushing our country, so it means something when we don't. Today, transgender citizens are protected from discrimination in public accommodations in 17 states and the District of Columbia. That Massachusetts name is missing from that list does not go unnoticed.
Opponents of the proposed change argue it threatens an individual's right to privacy and makes some people uncomfortable. Andover Representative Jim Lyons opposes the bill.
Some students may feel uncomfortable with a transgender student using the same sex-segregated restroom, locker room, or changing facilities. The discomfort is not a reason to deny access to the transgender student. So my question is, let's reverse it. And let's talk about these young women who do feel uncomfortable with that. What protections are we going to put in place for them?
But Attorney General Mara Healey dismisses that concern.
Look, folks, just remember, you know, we made some changes back a while ago, and after segregation, people were, and efforts at ending segregation, people were uncomfortable sharing pools and sharing drinking fountains. Discomfort is not a reason to perpetuate discrimination, not in this state, not in this country.
Members of the Judiciary Committee also heard from 14-year-old Brandon Adams of Framingham, who was born female but now identifies as male. He described what happened when he went to a new school.
The school asked me to use restrooms that were segregated from the rest of my classmates. We know from history that separate but equal rights are unconstitutional. Separate but equal makes me feel like a second-class citizen.
Governor Charlie Baker has expressed some reservations about the bills, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he wants to discuss them with members before bringing them up in the House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.